Sunny in the low 30s for this afternoon. Clear for tonight, around 13 above. Wind chills will be in the single digits, then sunshine for tomorrow in the mid-20s. Wind chills between 0 and 10. Partial cloudiness for tomorrow night, around 12 above. Wind chills between 0 and 5, then increasing clouds for Wednesday. Temps in upper 20s. If you're looking for the latest local weather 24 hours a day, follow us on social media or ctweather.com. Or you can speak to a meteorologist by calling 203-730-20.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right. Attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Someday has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll.
Happy President's Day, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. Yes, I am working today, though many people have, like, taken the day off. Lots of things closed. People off from school, enjoying the extra three-day weekend. So I hope you had a good one. This is the Debbie Nigro Show. I'm coming off the the laughs that I had last night with everybody else who enjoyed watching the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. And I know there were a lot of people through the generations who've enjoyed this unusual show like no other in the world of television, done live every Saturday night since the 70s or the 80s. I don't remember exactly what the day it started, but sure, it gave me a couple of good laughs last night. Bob, did you happen to watch it? Because everybody who was anybody was there.
I was glued to the screen, of course.
Glued, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I think the whole, you know, we talk about the Super Bowl and, you know, championship sports events, but I have to tell you, I do think there was a giant number of people tuned into this pop culture icon, right? So I don't think I've ever seen a show capture, I don't know, was it one generation, two generations, more of what went on in our lives in the last 50 years. Did you? I mean, I think it was amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing.
I was very tuned into the music, though, right off the bat, with Paul Simon starting things off.
Paul Simon was amazing. The fact that Sabrina Carpenter didn't really know who he was. Probably didn't even know who he was.
You know,
and that's the thing about generations, right?
Yeah. She was surprising. I mean, that skit that she was in where she had to sing badly, I thought that was amazing for somebody in that business to go ahead and go for that.
Yeah, she was great. Everybody was having fun last night. And I think everybody who was in the audience, you know, the star power was sick who was in there.
Every time they threw the camera at the audience, it was like there was somebody else amazing. It was right there.
Amazing. I think they were all amazed. They were all in the same amazing group together. But a couple of things stood out to me. Of course, Debbie Downer. God, she just... She got me.
I wanted to record that and run it on you, but no.
So I got
it. They made a little song about her,
Yeah, they got the Debbie Downer song. She's my, you know, she's the one giving me a bad rap, Debbie Downer, because I am Debbie Upper, and that is on my LinkedIn profile. If you go to LinkedIn and you read my profile, what I say about myself, I go, I'm Debbie Upper. That other Debbie's giving me a bad reputation out there. But I do find myself sometimes acting like her like, I was shocked last night. So when she came on, I had to laugh and laugh and laugh. For those of you who missed it, there's this character from Saturday Night Live whose name is Debbie Downer, brought back by Rachel Dratch's great creative mind. And apparently she can just bring down the mood anywhere she goes, right? Because she's got very grim remarks. You say, hey, what a great day. She tells you about somebody who's got, you know, a problem, and she's got a problem. And now what happened, ever since that event on TV, this character she invented, ever since then, everybody uses this as a nickname for pessimistic people. Mm. They just launched an entire new category. Oh, you're such a Debbie Downer. Do they have to use my name, Bob? Did they have to?
Well, it's just because it rhymed, you know, Debbie Downer.
I know, Debbie Downer. Anyway, she played a bartender at a backstage bar. Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore, Ayo Edebiri, and they come in to get a drink, all happy, right?
Yeah.
And they want to raise the toast, and she's like, oh, you know, a glass of alcohol can slash your life expectancy, you know. Wah, wah.
I had to laugh at the fact that they thought they needed some sort of special effect to tell you, oh, that was the bad thing that she said. Come on.
Wah, wah. When Robert De Niro came in, he gets to the bar, and he's saying all these terribly depressing things. He goes, you talking to me?
No, that's what she's saying to him.
Oh, she goes, yeah. Oh, yeah, she said, you talking to me? And he's like, what? She has a dry eye. She can't figure out if he's addressing her, winks. Anyway, and then he asks for the straw, and she goes, oh, you know, microplastics have taken residence in your testes. This other thing that killed me, another segment that absolutely killed me, was the one where the close encounter at the Pentagon with Woody Harrelson,
yes,
and Pedro Pascal, and Kate McKinnon, and Meryl Streep. And they're at the Pentagon being grilled about their alien abduction experiences, which have been, you know, verified. Now they're trying to explain it. God, I thought I just was choking and laughing so hard. Anyway,
too much reality there. I think I don't know.
Oh my God!
But can we mention Paul McCartney?
Face. Sure. Oh my God! Could you believe it? He's just amazing.
Yeah,
just amazing.
Yeah. And it sounded like he had a cold or something. He was struggling, but he went for it anyway.
Yeah, boy. And he just got up there, played the piano, got up, he took the guitar, and what did he play? The Abbey Road medley, right?
That's the trouble. Kinda, I don't remember the name of the song, but what was it called?
It was like a medley. Well, it was a medley of songs from the Abbey Road album,
well,
I think, if that had to guess what I was listening to.
Actually, that's the way it played on the album, as I recall. So I don't know what, that may have been one song. We got a lot of talk to Rob Adams about that. He's our Beatles guy here.
Okay, so Miley Cyrus, you know, she came out and played with our girl from Alabama Shakes.
Yeah.
Oh, my Alabama Shakes girl, Brittany Howard. She is so talented. And, you know, we saw her at the Greenwich Town party when she appeared some years ago, and it was one of the standout guests, right? And there was such a tight, you know, between Brittany Howard and Miley Cyrus. They both come out there, right? And, you know, they're A and Z. The thing about Miley Cyrus, you know, I just really, she's amazingly talented. I just don't want to hang out with her. She don't feel like my kind of girl to hang out with, exactly. But Brittany Howard, I'm thinking I could hang with me and Brittany. I don't know why. She's got a vibe.
By the way, the Roots backed them up as well.
Did they?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Just a wonderful night of television that people, I think that it was long overdue for a collective group of people to all, you know, have some laughs together. You know, I just think, humor is a very big direction that most people are hoping that more things are in this country direction go, but that's not the case. So it's the antidote to the way a lot of things are going in this country that people are getting very, very frustrated about. And, you know, what else is new? Everybody gets frustrated every day about everything, right? So it's nothing new. But humor, please use it whenever you can. It has served me well. I know it'll serve you well. All right. So, it's President's Day, the day... Well, George Washington was not born today. He was born on the 22nd. So I don't know how he slipped into the 17th because
it's supposed to be a blending of his and Lincoln's birthday. And so they're both near each other, and I think they picked the 22nd as in the middle or something.
Yeah, nobody who's ever been born who wanted to blend their birthday with somebody else's. They want their own day,
that's
right?
Exactly.
Who came up with the blending idea?
Politicians.
But yeah, so politicians. George Washington, February 22nd, and the reason we do this is because really President's Day doesn't fall on any president's birthday.
Right.
We did start with George's birthday on the 22nd, and then they moved the holiday to the third Monday in February, starting in 1971, and nobody like moved it since then because Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. You know, we have a thing that's called that, which actually moved some of the federal holidays to Mondays so people could have more three-day weekends. Did you know that?
That's very smart.
Uniform Monday Holiday Act.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, things I tell you. How about the things I tell you? All right, so a lot of things are closed. What's open? What's closed? The United States Postal Service are taking the day off.
Mm-hmm.
National holiday. That includes all residential and business deliveries by regular and retail transactions. So it always bums everybody out who's waiting for a check. You know, it's like Priority Mail Express, however, is delivered all year round. It will be delivered. Did you know that?
If you
had something that was coming to you priority, you're going to get it. If you sent it, they're going to get it. Anyway, they get back to normalcy, and that'll happen starting tomorrow. All the shipping companies are open, okay? DHL, FedEx, UPS.
Oh.
So you may just want to just check into that. You have to really get something somewhere. All the banks are closed, so hopefully you have enough cash that you need, all right? Okay, you can make transactions at the ATM. They never close those ATMs. That was smart, right? Remember when you had to get to the bank in the olden days before they closed with a check? Ah, geez. All right, stock market closed. And that's it. We'll go on with the show today. We're open for fun. Be back in a second.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
This is Dora Song of Greenwich Library. Join us on Tuesday, February 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Learning Lab for an engaging workshop on climate change. David Emberling, a climate change specialist with Climate Interactive, will guide participants through the En-ROAD simulator, a powerful tool for exploring the impact of global climate policies. You'll get hands-on experience learning how actions like carbon pricing, electrifying transport, and improving agriculture can affect energy prices, air quality, and even sea levels. Register now at www.greenwichlibrary.org or call the reference desk at area code 203-622-7910 for more details. We hope to see you there. This is Dora Som on 1490 AM WGCH or WGCH.com anywhere.
Hey, this is WGCH's Gideon Fountain. I have a real estate show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. It's called Your Greenwich House. I will tell you what is selling and why. I will tell you what isn't selling and why. And I'll identify the players, the fellow agents or competitors, and tell you how they're doing. Along with all that, I'll also bring up other topics and items that happen to be bugging me that day. So the end result is it's a good show. You should listen Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. See you then.
On 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
All glitter in the audience and on the screen last night, Saturday Night Live. I'm going to bring up one more thing. I want to just give a shout out to some of the just best laughs I had last night watching the 50th anniversary. I have to hand it to Eddie Murphy. He just killed me last night. I have been an Eddie Murphy fan for a very long time, and there's never been a time I've watched him that didn't amuse the hell out of me. And there were two sketches he did last night. gosh. Black Jeopardy. Okay.
Yeah.
And he was pretending to be Tracy Morgan, who was
standing
right
next
to him playing another cat.
And he did it very, very well.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then the segment where they did Scared Straight, where they show up with Kenan Thompson and Will Ferrell to a bunch of young kids who got, you know, arrested for shoplifting. And they wanted they needed to get scared into not doing this again. So these guys came and told them about jail. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, just too funny, just too funny. Who played my favorite there? Who played my guy who was the cop who thought it was a good idea to scare them from? Come on! Oh wow, I'm really hurting my brain.
And it's the name of his show too, on Apple. Right. Well, that's not his name, but his character's name.
I can't take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get it.
Yeah, that's the way I say it.
I'm looking at him.
It'll hit you.
He's over here.
A little later.
He's over here. I just got so many things in my head this morning. All right, let me move on. I'll come back.
I was amazed again at Paul McCartney's performance because I think the audience stood up as soon as he started to sing. And the whole audience stood and sang along with it for the whole song.
I know.
It was amazing.
You know, there's just so much talent in the world. The lucky ones who got a chance, Jason Sudeikis. Thank you.
Just
popped out of my head.
Very good. Oh, ding.
I knew it was stuck there behind. You know, I'm doing a keto diet. I must have had a little too much cheese in the pipeline or something. My brain got stuck with a thought. So I just think there's so many people who probably are as funny and as musically talented as a lot of the people we got to see last night, but just never got the break, you know, never had the right connections, never showed up at the right place at the right time. Because we don't think about how many millions and millions of people are on this planet. Those are not the only ones with those gifts. It's just the ones that got the, you know, got the things falling into place that gave them the opportunity, and then they had to show up with it. So to all those out there who are watching thinking, I could have done that. Hey, you still can. You know, what do I say? You still got a pulse? You still got a shot. That's what I always say. All right. I guess I have to move on. I want to talk about President's Day sales. You're supposed to be buying stuff today. You know that, right?
I forgot about that. That's a good point.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, President's Day, big sales. Everything's closed, big sales. Like what? What are you supposed to buy today?
Kitchen stuff? Or bathroom stuff? Well, I don't know.
You know who I trust?
Who?
You know those people over at Good Housekeeping, they give themselves the Good Housekeeping seal of approval?
Oh, they're still around? Wow.
So they have editors that scooped around, and they said they found every President's Day sale worth shopping this weekend. Really? Now, I know they're doing this, I'm sure, in return for some kind of small commission, because nobody actually does a lot of promoting of other people's products unless they get paid, all right? And here it is. Let me just read you the fine print. We've been independently researching and testing products for over 120 years. They really have.
Holy
cow.
That's
how they gave out the Good Housekeeping, you know, seal of approval. Huh. And with dozens of President's Day sales happening right now, they said you might not know what is actually worth buying, and that's where our shopping experts come in, because we spend all year tracking and comparing prices. And we have scoured hundreds of sale pages to bring you a curated list of deals worth shopping, up to 75% off through today. And the fine print, yes, but through our links, we may earn a commission. That's okay. But they tell you about the review process. They're like, here, click here. We'll tell you how we got to this. So now I'm open to that. So I will then...
Full disclosure. That's very good.
Full disclosure.
Yep.
Which I think we need to do that in this day and age. Nobody cares if somebody who works hard and does good makes a couple bucks, right?
Right.
So just be honest. Work hard, make a couple bucks, and tell them, like, listen, how I make a couple bucks. They said today's a good day to save on really big ticket stuff, like mattresses, for example.
Oh, yes.
Furniture, home appliances, TVs. You want yourself a big big, gigantic 60-inch TV. Today's your day. They said they're seeing some of the lowest prices since Black Friday on Apple technology. And there's some new announcement coming about a new Apple product. I don't know what it is yet, but you're gonna hear shortly. They said if you're looking to save on luggage, they recommend waiting. Not this is not your moment, okay?
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, the moment.
Not according to the Target commercial that was running yesterday during.
They want you to move and get the luggage now. But there's people like no. These are the good housekeeping people.
All right.
Here's a couple of things on their favorite top tested deals. They said the lowest price since Black Friday on an Apple iPad 10th generation. 20% off right now. Here's a big one. Oh, Bobby, the LG 65-inch class OLED Evo C4 series smart TV is 44% off today. And then you got those Crest 3D white strips with professional effects, 35% off. Those are top three. On their tech deals, they have the MacBook Air from Apple, the 2022, 29% off. The Samsung 55-inch frame TV, 40% off. Okay. And if you want a pair of headphones, the Beats headphones, the Solo 4s, they're on sale at Macy's, Walmart, Amazon. They tell you where to buy them, too, which I think is kind of cool.
Yes.
If you always wanted a Dutch oven, Le Creuset oval Dutch oven that weighs more than a small child, you can now have that for 37% off. I mean, I love the idea of the Dutch oven cookware. And my girlfriend Maureen's got one. She's always trying to show it off like, oh, did you see my Dutch oven? Like, she's the only person on the whole block who could carry that thing because she's strong. I'm like, this is painful. Okay, but she's got
she
it.
She doesn't need any weightlifting. She's got her Dutch oven. Yeah.
Got a Dutch oven. If anybody wanted a Ninja air fryer, they're on sale. These are the kind of things that you can get for a better deal. I'm looking to get a lighter vacuum myself, to be honest with you, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the whole lug the vacuum. My vacuum's too heavy. I can't do it anymore.
I did that just recently. I bought a different vacuum.
You need a vacuum. Because vacuum shouldn't hurt you. Shouldn't hurt you, Bob.
I bought a What'd copy of a Dyson. So it looks like the Dyson, but it's made by somebody else, or at least it's...
Oh, it's a delusional Dyson. Oh, very nice. So well, the Shark...
It's priced considerably lower.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, you don't have much space, so you don't have to...
That's true.
Really big one. A lot of mattresses, they're suggesting the overall best choice if you're going to buy a mattress from their experts. Best overall mattress is a Sattva Classic mattress. Sattva Classic mattress.
I like their TV commercial. Off.
Sattva.
Really shows the guy making the mattress, sewing it together. Yep. Yeah. I was like,
And here's a good one. If anybody needs new pillows, because you never buy those for yourself, right? You're like, finally one day you can't take it anymore. If you took the pillowcase off, you're like, oh, there must be things living in here. You can get yourself some Beckham Hotel Collection bed pillows, a set of two at 44% off. Those are the experts' choice. They look nice. And everybody kind of likes special sheets. You know, you get a good set of sheets, you just feel like you're happier. I think you do. They don't make you hot. They don't make you cold. They wash good. They don't have wrinkles. Apparently, the experts' best overall sheets are Brooklinen Luxe Sateen Core Sheets. And they're 25% off, and they're still $112 at Brooklinen. But there you go. There you go. Did you know a company by the name of Avocado makes mattresses?
Yes.
Ah, what an odd name for a mattress company.
I agree. But there's something about green tea that does something involved in the construction of it. And I think the green, with avocado and green, they're kind of connected there. It apparently makes it a cooler mattress to lie on. I don't know how it works.
Well, it made the number one pick of the Good Housekeeping Experts in the Organic Mattress Roundup. So you're on the right track, 20% off. But avocado. Mm. You know, when I say the word avocado, two things come to mind. My mother's original avocado green kitchen.
Ah, yes.
Kitchen appliances. They were very big at one point, avocado.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had an avocado green refrigerator. Just don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that was in my house at some point. And then when I was younger, I went to this class, this exercise. English class that had a separate, like, little thing they were teaching you was, like, I guess modern day face yoga, but it was exercises to tighten your jaw and your neck. And the word they said to use and really stretch it out was avocado. So I'm going to show you by example of what they told us to do that I never ever forgot and often comes into my head when I hear the word. Are you ready? This is how you really work your face. Avocado. And they really want you to do that. Avocado. And you can feel your neck and all your other muscles. And if you could just tolerate hearing yourself and looking at yourself doing that during the day, you're going to be a whole lot better looking, I'm promising you, because that's what they told me. All right. Oh, yeah. Definitely worked. All right. What
you
else
got
do
me
I
here
tell
doing
you
it.
Avocado. You'll feel it. All right. What else? On shoes? Anybody need shoes? Okay. I'm open for shoes. DSW. That's always a good range of what you might need or didn't know you need. And they said if you spend more, you'll save more. You know, people are a little tricky like that, right? Spend more and we'll give you more back. Okay? So you can get $15 off 50 and $20 off 100 and 60 off 200. Kind of nice. And let's see. Lululemon, you know, big brand. A lot of people in the area that we broadcast to love that Lululemon brand. They say they found dozens of steals in Lululemon's We Made Too Much section.
We Made Too Much? I love that.
I can't believe they have a section called We Made Too Much. They actually make too much of something and they go, oh, we made too much. You want to buy it cheap? So, yeah, it's what they're doing. They have a, you know, they get you a 15% off, and then they go to the category of we made too much, and they're even like half price after that.
I think that's just a different way of saying nobody wants this.
Yeah, we made too much. Although, yeah. I'll tell you, they got some cute things, if you like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be wearing more stretchy stuff soon because I started the keto diet, and I have to tell you, I'm still not sure what I'm doing, and I'm worried. So I just want to let you know, root for me that I figure out the balance of how much carbs versus protein versus fat, because my girlfriend told me, my pal Vi, she said, you better be careful. I said, why is that? She said, because you think you're doing good, and if you have too many carbs, you're just going to bulk up. Well, that just put
well,
me in a very
I've been reading about
mood,
this,
Bobby.
This, Debbie. The,
okay.
Carbs are the whole point of the keto diet. You eliminate
right.
them. You do not eat any carbs. You do
not,
eat
true.
Any sugar. Well, you can
right,
you can reduce, yes, of course, but if you're really going for the ultimate, you're eliminating carbs. You're eliminating sugar.
I did it for a week.
Yeah.
So I'm off the chipper dupers. You know, I drive around, you know, with potato chips and goldfish and
no
like,
more
ridiculous
of that.
Things.
Yeah.
Well, because I always say like, oh, I'm going to pick up the kids, my grandkids. Meanwhile, it's mostly me. And
So
I was butter and bread.
I
got on a butter and bread, you know, go to a restaurant or go out and meet people. They bring the basket. I'd be like, can you bring more? You know, wrong. So I cut it all out last week.
Wow.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's all amazing to do. I got to give you a hand. I had a hand here to give you. But
yeah. Well, I also went to the annual physical and they said, oh, you're 8 pounds heavier than last time you came here last year.
Oh, that'll do it.
I was like, really? Yeah. And then they're like, oh, and this is a little up, and that's a little. I go, all right. So I knew I was going to do something. I wasn't sure what it was. But now, okay, so I lost a couple pounds last week, but now I have to get full into because there are carbs and vegetables. I don't want to bore you people with my story, but it is Monday, and most people I know who have been trying to lose weight for 6,000 years regroup on a Monday. I read the most fascinating thing about why diets keep failing and why people keep struggling and why this is still a conversation. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's nobody's fault. It's science. There's science, and they've been keeping it from us. The people who want us to eat the chips have kept the science about why we shouldn't do that. And I won't spend too much time explaining it, except I'm trying to learn it better so I can teach you guys better, because I feel like I'm onto something here. Okay? That, and I got collagen in my coffee every day. I could turn out being pretty fabulous very shortly. All right, more to come on a Monday on the Debbie Nigro Show.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
A wind advisory until this evening will be mostly sunny for this afternoon with temperatures in the low 30s, then clear for tonight around 13 above. Wind chills will be in the single digits, then sunshine for tomorrow in the mid-20s. Wind chills between 0 and 10. Partial cloudiness for tomorrow night around 12 above. Wind chills between 0 and 5, then increasing clouds for Wednesday. Temps in upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
This is Connecticut's team.
And the Huskies celebrate championship time
for three.
Got it! With no time left, it went in.
The Huskies march on.
Drives inside, alley-oop, and he crammed it home.
Very long one.
Good!
Listen all season long on your home for UConn men's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Welcome back to President's Day 2025, and our president, Trump, is in Miami today meeting with the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund. There's a summit there with tech executives. Oh, everybody's someplace warm. You know where the baseball players are, right? Spring break. Spring training
Saint
starts this
Lucie,
week.
St. Lucie, Florida. Well, at least some of them are, anyway.
Yeah. Port St. Lucie, not
yeah,
Lucie.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know where St. Lucie, Florida, but Port St. Lucie.
Well, come on.
Cubs and Dodgers.
Right next to it. I don't care. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I do care, but I don't know.
I think it's great that they start giving us hope we're going to have spring. Like, if you, even though they're there and we're not, someplace warm, it's like, oh, like they're training, they're getting ready, like training us to get ready for spring. I feel like there's some kind of correlation there. Anyway, they're really going to start playing out in Arizona on Thursday with the exhibition schedule, the Cubs and the Dodgers, okay, which kind of just gives us hope that winter's going to end. It's been very brutal this year. Cold, and it won't let up, man. And we're going to get more snow. It's just, you know, enough. I think we'll get out of it, although I don't want to jinx anything because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I think we'll be at, like, next week or so, I think we can clear this out and maybe move forward, although I do remember some Easter's with snow, the time that we had Easter at my house, big Easter, and everybody was over, and then it snowed like, I don't know, a foot. My father had to go get a backhoe, get us out of there. Italians, they always have a backhoe handy. It's kind of nice. All right, what else is going on? Yeah, we got the airlines have been just dealing with the winds. I don't know if you're flying today. I had just got a text moments earlier before the show. College roommate was on her way somewhere, and went to the airport down south. She was flying to New York from down south, and apparently there was a 4-hour delay. It was an hour ride to the airport, then a 4-hour delay, and then after waiting for the 4-hour delay, the flight was canceled. And then an hour back to, let's try this again some other day. So just letting you know that there's winds out there are causing havoc with travel. If you're traveling or picking up somebody from the airport or doing your own flying, you may want to just check and see what's going on. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating when you think you're going and you think you're leaving. And it's already so much exhaustion to get out of the usual, to get on a trip. That when you get there and it just keeps not happening, then you got to go home. Oh, boy, it's not a good day. All right, it's okay.
And what about their change of rules for the carry-ons, too? All of a sudden, all the airlines are making it smaller and maybe charging you for carry-on, which I'm like, what?
Yeah, they charge you for carry-on.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that you can fly free is like you and a G-string. It's like they don't give you anything. They don't give you anything to take with you. There's a guy who's been traveling for like 50 years and who has apparently learned a lot. And there was a blog that he wrote called The Technium. And it was all about the things he wanted to share with everybody else. You know, he traveled solo. He's led a tour group of 40 friends. He slept in dormitories. He stayed in presidential suites with a butler. He's hitchhiked penniless for months, and he's flown by private jet. Love the guy. Traveled for months with siblings and with total strangers. Gone by slow boat, ridden his bike across America twice. Been to the largest gathering of humans on the planet. Trekked into the remotest areas on the planet on his own. He's paid for luxury tours, done his own self-guided tours, regularly travels for business, once went to Hawaii on a door prize award. Oh, this guy's got... And he says he's gone first class and third class, sometimes on the same trip, and visited half the world's countries. Usually he manages to get far from the capital city when he does. He says, here's what I know about how to travel. I would trust this guy.
Yes.
I would trust this guy.
Halfway through the stuff you said, I was ready to trust him. Yeah.
He's been seriously traveling for more than 50 years, and he's got 50 years of travel tips. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. He said there are two modes of travel, retreat or engage.
That's and, interesting.
Yeah. People often, he says, travel to escape the routines of work, recharge and to relax and to reinvigorate and replenish themselves, R&R. And in this mode, you travel to remove yourself from your routines to get the pampering and attention you don't ordinarily get and do fun things instead of work. So you travel to where it's easy. This is called a vacation or R&R. The other mode of travel is engagement and experience or E&E. And in this mode, he said, you travel to discover new things, have new experiences, learn how to, have an adventure, get into an adventure whose outcome is not certain. You move to find yourself encountering pleasures and challenges you don't encounter at home, but you didn't plan it. This is like a learning and, this is adventure. And he says he likes this. Now, that brings me to a memory of a very interesting, unplanned, wing it as you go, which I am not a really wing it travel girl. I got to know at least I'm getting on a plane and where I want to know where I'm going, and then I'm going to be able to get to a good place with a nice bed and shelter. I don't want to be like on the side of the road. You know what I don't want to, I like need to, we can figure it out once you get there, the rest, but I got to get here to there. So that's what happened. And a trip in not so long ago out west. My goodness, I had never seen the west. Montana. A New York girl from Mount Vernon, New York, got to Montana. I didn't want to come back. I was floating in hot springs and passing buffalo and, having shots at some Jackson Hole bar. I was just having a good old time. But what happened, and this is interesting, just to pass on as an idea. Yes, we had definitive like 3 days we were staying somewhere, but we were staying for a week or 10 days and we had a flight back. We did not plan the remainder of the trip. And we thought we'd do it on the fly. And what we would do is pull over on the day where, the next day, wherever we're going next, and see like a map, where we thought we wanted to go, and then I would get on the Airbnbs or try and find a hotel, and we would settle. We landed in the darndest places I never would have landed in a million years. Want to hear one? The fly fishing capital of the world. Yes, Ennis, Montana. Who would go there intentionally? Unless you're a fly fisher person. Right. I'm not. Right. But what fun in the town. We got a little motel and a diner, and everybody was in there with their trailers and their fly fishing, and they had a little slot machine in the back. And my gosh, I love this. I loved it. The other one was accidentally driving down through Utah, I don't know, heading toward, I don't know, Idaho. We ended up at an Indian casino in Idaho. And then at a place in Salt Lake City, which also was natural hot springs, but you could buy a day pass. And it was mineral hot springs. And they had a hot spring and a cold spring. And they had changing rooms. And it was the longest. It was where the Mormons would have probably had a picnic, because it was the longest picnic table I've ever sat at in my entire life. Outside, we brought our little cheese and crackers, and it went on for like three highways. One picnic table, just one. And so, yeah, just things you never would have seen or done had you not left a little room for adventure. Anyway, I'll wrap it up with him, because if you're going to travel soon, he's got terrific advice. He said, organize your travel around passions instead of destinations. If you hire a driver or use a taxi, offer to pay the driver to take you to visit their mother. They'll ordinarily jump at the chance. Yeah. You want to get into a local's house. Okay. And you might have some home cooking. I don't know if I've ever tried that one. He said this trick rarely fails. If you hire a driver or use a taxi, offer to pay the driver to take you to visit their mother. They'll ordinarily jump at the chance. They fulfill their duty, and you get easy entry into a local's home and a very high chance. Amazing thought. I never thought of that. The mother, the driver, and everybody leaves happy.
Interesting.
Interesting, right? Yeah. Here, this guy's crazy. He says, crash a wedding. He said, you're not a nuisance. You're the celebrity guest. The easiest way to do this is to find the local wedding hall where weddings happen on schedule and approach a wedding party with a request to attend. They'll usually feel honored. You can offer the newlyweds a small token, a gift of cash. You'll be obliged to dance, take photos of them. They'll take photos of you. It'll make their day and yours. Are you serious? This guy is funnier than me. Let's see. They said, when visiting a foreign city for the first time, take the street food tour. Depending on the region, the tour will include food carts and food trucks and food smaller eateries, and it'll last a couple hours, and the cost will include the food, and you get some of the best food available, and usually the host will also deliver a great introduction to the culture. I like that one a lot. And then, go to a cemetery, he said. Look for sacred places. People live authentically there. Don't just visit the markets. Go to small workshops and hardware stores and pharmacies and places with easy access to local practices. See how it's different and the same all at once. All right, I can go on and on, but I think the final thing I'm going to mention, this is so true. Your enjoyment of a trip will be inversely related to the weight of your luggage.
Oh.
That is the truest thing anybody's ever said. The more you have to lug the luggage, the more miserable the time you're going to have. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is something to the idea of getting on a plane and just taking one item. But I have not figured out how to do that as a woman quite yet. And yet there is a woman I just read about who said how to pack, and not have to take anything with you. She had an idea. So I'll listen, but I'm not sure. But very, very important point. The longer your trip, the less stuff you should haul, he said. Travelers still happy on a 6-week trip will only have carry-on luggage. That way you're more flexible. You can lug your luggage upstairs when there's no elevator. Oh, gosh, you've ever been to there. Unpack efficiently, not lose a lot of stuff. And he said, when you go light with your luggage, you intentionally reduce what you take in order to increase your experience of living. And basically he said, look, the reality is of today, you can almost certainly buy whatever you are missing on the road. I love that advice. I think that's the best advice I ever heard. Fantastic. Okay. What a great. I should really post this. It's really wonderful to have somebody who's been this exposed to the world share information. And I think he's got a lot to say. Okay. I'm still reading, but I got to move on from him. All right. Today is an interesting day. Kids are off from school. Parents are off. Lucky parents are off today. Many parents are still working, and their kids are running around them. And this is a dilemma that has started ever since women got into the workforce and has never been, you know, figured out. I my heart bleeds when I hear stories of working moms who can't figure out how to, you know, get childcare because it's cost prohibitive, and also keep a job that's, you know, their integrity value and their ability and help, of course, finance their lives. So busy parents are up against it on holidays. And try to find balance, right? You know, with the kids, or if you're studying or working from home. I do have a couple of suggestions for the parents and grandparents who like to tuck these things away, you know. I always like to start with, I agree, from DeVry University had some thoughts about this, but build a fort. Can't fail, right? You get a fort going using blankets and coffee tables and couches and boxes. That'll buy you 4 hours if you stick a couple pillows and books in there and a flashlight, okay? Don't say I never gave you some information. And then another nice thing, gather donations. I was reading. What a great suggestion. Throw the kids around the house. Say, okay, go through everything. Give a couple boxes. Anything that you want to give away or outgrown, no longer used, you put them in this box that says donate. And then the next time you're out together, you go together and donate as a family activity. Helps clean the house, keep them busy, do good for the world. I'll be right back. Last segment coming up on the Debbie Nigro Show.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most of us are exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't win, right? If you feel this way, don't worry, you're not alone. I used to feel that way, but let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. I want you to do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel tremendous. I've kept the weight off, too. Call 864-502-1777. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 864-502-1777. That's 864-502-1777 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 864-502-1777. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, this is WGCH's Gideon Fountain. I have a real estate show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. It's called Your Greenwich House. I will tell you what is selling and why. I will tell you what isn't selling and why. And I'll identify the players, the fellow agents or competitors, and tell you how they're doing. Along with all that, I'll also bring up other topics and items that happen to be bugging me that day. So the end result is it's a good show. You should listen Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. See you then.
On 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
So today is Random Act of Kindness Day. I don't know if you guys know that, and that's an important celebration for me. I don't think we do enough of kind things for each other on this planet, and I am a random kinder kind of girl. I mean, I'm always doing like these random things to make people smile because it makes me smile. So hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro, and I would like you to think about what you can do to make somebody else feel good today. You know, one little thing will change somebody's day. Trust me, bringing kindness to the world is not that hard. Like I did something not too long ago. I saw somebody struggling for change for a meter for their car, and they didn't have it. And I just went in my pocket and said, look, here you go. Pay it forward. Thank you. You know, I was like, thank you. Like, really? Fine. My pleasure. I was like, you're not going to get this unless I help here. Another woman stopped me in the supermarket the other day, telling me she loved my hat and my coat. I said, I know. Everybody likes this hat and this coat. Thank you so much. And then we ended up talking. And it was just the loveliest interaction. I said, I'm going to pay that forward, tell somebody else I look cute today. But, simple, right? Very simple. If you can do a little better, somebody picked up some gentleman's family breakfast. He was out with his kids, and somebody else just picked up the tab. And you just, people don't forget these things. They don't. Somebody in school does something nice for somebody else that they typically wouldn't have. Somebody at work, do something nice for somebody at work or somebody in your family or just, you know. Honor the day. Make kindness the norm. Yeah. If you want to see what's going on, there's actually a Random Acts of Kindness Foundation, and they have a website called randomactsofkindness.org. So I've done my part. Now you pay it forward. Okay. All right. Humanity. You know, most humans are at the core just really good people. Most. They really are. And, just nobody writes stories about them, like breaking news. Woman is so nice. She gave somebody change for the meter. Like, you never have a breaking story like that, that all the news story outlets pick up. That's why we don't know these things. My gosh, I should do a breaking news network of good news. Breaking news, because then you pay attention. Breaking news. Okay, that's it for today. Back on a Monday, President's Day. Enjoy the day. Honor our great country, and the fact that we get to elect our own presidents, and you know, we're still a democracy, and that history needs to be shared. I love the history that kids are learning about U.S. presidents, and like Abe Lincoln was 6'4". He was the tallest U.S. president. Every kid should know that. It's fun stuff, right? All right, Bob, I think we got to wrap this up. The Daily Toast, is that where we are on the timeline here?
Yeah. If I can just get this
to work. Did we miss it?
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Attention, everyone. It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
Oh, I like this send-off thought. Kindness is igniting a light in someone else for no reason other than to watch them enjoy the glow. Don't always have to have a reason. All right, I'm Debbie Nigro, DebbieNigro.com. Thanks for joining me here on WGCH 1490 on the dial. WGCH.com, you can listen from anywhere. I'm on Instagram at The Real Debbie Nigro, Facebook, The Debbie Nigro Show, and LinkedIn, of course, if you want to connect for business. I'm there under my name. Always a pleasure. Yay. We had a nice time. I'll see you tomorrow. But thoughts like these don't die easy. So if you want my heart, then baby, you're gonna have to work for it.
The preceding show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Frigid weather, it's in the forecast after deadly weekend flooding.
Winter storms pummeled the eastern U.S. over the weekend, killing at least 10 people, including 9 in Kentucky, who died during flooding from heavy rains. Governor Andy Beshear. You look-